Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, hour number three of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on KGYM's three frequencies until 7 o'clock tonight. That would be 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym frequency, found all across eastern Iowa on the AM dial. We're even online at KGYMradio.com, where you can vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question today. Who was the best James Bond, as we recognize the passing of Roger Moore, one of the best James Bonds of all time? But was he the best James Bond? Most people, a lot of people right now voting Sean Connery, and I can't necessarily say that I disagree with them, although Roger is right up there.
I feel like we've had a James Bond-related poll question before. Is this just a little bit of deja vu for me? Because I feel like in my time at KGYM, there has been a James Bond-related poll question.
If there is anybody out there that could answer that, it would be 3530 on the text line. He is sort of the unofficial historian of all things KGYM related. If they ever did a 30 for 30 on this radio station, and God help me if that happens, 3530 would be the guy that they would have in the chair, the main source, sort of doing interviews and filling in the gaps about, well, and then Tyler left for Tennessee and they promoted Kuhn to the job, and then the 30 for 30 would continue on. What if I told you?
I don't know where they would go from there, but I bet
35-30. Well, I've got a number of directions that I could go with it, but I, contrary to popular belief, I do value my job, and I'm not going to go down any of those roads, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
3530 thinks that there should be a music video set to Walking in Memphis with footage of me and my excursions in Memphis. I don't think anybody would watch that.
Well, you would be surprised about the number of things. Walking in Memphis, I'm trying to think, who did that?
Mark Cohn,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I do know that one.
I don't think any of the stations in our building would play that. Not even Rob FM, which is located right across the hall from us. 319-366-1600, big night in the NBA. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals is on tap. Boston and Cleveland. LeBron James, as you heard on the Sports Center at the top of the hour, asked about changes to the game plan tonight, and he said, just win. The sweep is out of the question, but is there any doubt that the Cavaliers are going to take a 3-1 lead in this series tonight, in your opinion?
No, not in my opinion, but I think that the interesting thing to keep an eye on is how motivated do the Cleveland Cavaliers look? And I know there are some Boston Celtics fans, you being one of them. You're Boston Celtics.
The biggest one in the building, the biggest
definitely
one in Eastern
the biggest
Iowa.
One in the building. I don't know about Eastern Iowa, but definitely the biggest one in the building. They want to see the Celtics win. But the question that I posed, and I'm going to add the caveat in here before I ask this question, but the caveat is, let's take LeBron haters out of this discussion, and let's take Boston Celtics fans out of this discussion. Does anybody actually want to see a Boston Golden State NBA Finals? I don't think so.
Not without Isaiah Thomas.
Exactly. I don't think so. With the NBA set up the way it is with two dominant teams, I kind of want to fast forward to basketball that matters. And I heard a lot of people speculating about what this NBA Finals series is going to look like and whether the Golden State Warriors are going to walk all over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I don't think so. I think it'll be an interesting series. It's just, can Cleveland get through this series and not be fatigued by the one extra game that they had to play, because they had a 16-point lead in game number three on their home court. And in my opinion, I think they got too complacent. LeBron James was way too passive in the second half of that game, and they got burned. The Boston Celtics made an incredible comeback to at least get a game in that series. I don't think they get another one. So let's... I just am not one to sit and root for upsets, especially in the NBA, when I want to see those two teams square off year in and year out, especially in the current state that they're in right now with the Warriors and the Cavaliers.
319-366-1600. Is there anybody that wants to see Boston win this series?
Besides Celtics fans.
Other than Celtics fans.
And people who don't like LeBron James.
And people who, that pretty much narrows it down, doesn't it?
Well, I'm just, for the casual NBA fan who tunes in this time of year, and I know in Iowa, and I know, heck, even in Missouri, there are a lot of those people. I'm one of them. I kept my finger on the pulse of what happened during the NBA season enough to where I could talk about it, enough to where I at least knew what was going on. But I'm not sitting there night in and night out watching TNT to figure out who's going to win the matchup between the Bucks and the Hawks. It just didn't interest me. These two teams do. These two teams, when you look back 30 years from now, are going to be remembered as the two dominant teams at the time, and pretty much the rest of the league was irrelevant for this, I think, 5 to 6 year stretch. I want to see those teams in the finals.
1260 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says there is a better chance of California gas stations having a statewide shortage of lukewarm nacho cheese dip than Boston winning another game in this series. Bring on the botulism and say goodbye to the Boston Celtics. I wouldn't have thought that they could win a game series, especially losing Isaiah Thomas. They somehow managed to do that. And I think they've kicked the hornet's nest. LeBron, what did he have, 11?
11
the other
points.
Night? He's going to have that in the first 5 minutes tonight.
I agree.
I just have a feeling that after all has been said and written about what a terrible game LeBron James had in game three of the series, that he's going to come to play tonight and he's going to have just a monster stat sheet.
It's the way that they got off to their start, the Cleveland Cavaliers' start to the playoffs, kind of erased a lot of the doubt that there was towards the end of the end of their regular season, where they slipped in the standings. They were the number two seed, and there were questions about whether this group was coming together or whether they were feuding at the time, with Tristan Thompson having his on-court explosion, and there was a lot of doubt. And when a LeBron James-led team is playing towards the end of the regular season, you just know that they're looking forward to the playoffs. So I never really had the doubt. But the way they started the playoffs, it was weird, because Golden State became the secondary story. They're still undefeated in the playoffs, but yet the way that Cleveland was playing, they became the secondary story. And all of a sudden, Cleveland loses a game, and everybody's talking about Golden State sweeping the Cavaliers in the finals, and now the Cavaliers have given Golden State an extra day of rest, and the storyline has changed completely. And I think that works into Cleveland's favor. I think that works into LeBron James's favor, because all these expectations of them going into the NBA Finals undefeated and really giving Golden State a tough time, some of those have been a little bit tapered by people who follow and watch the NBA. Now, some are still saying, like last night, Kenny Smith, Tim Legler, still saying that this is going to be a great NBA Finals series, but I feel like that one loss This one loss on Sunday, the Boston Celtics getting the better, the Cleveland Cavaliers, changed the whole storyline of the NBA playoffs.
That game coming up for you tonight on two of our three frequencies, 1600 AM as well as 106.3 FM. You'll hear the game in its entirety, 107.5 FM listeners. You're going to get the Minnesota Twins as they continue their series with the Baltimore Orioles on the East Coast at Camden Yards tonight. We will join that contest in progress tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll try to give you a score update before then. It is 6:15. We got 45 minutes left to go on the program. How about a hat tip to the Nashville Predators playing for the Stanley Cup for the first time in that franchise's existence and doing so last night by dispatching the Anaheim Ducks in Game 6. I find myself having to root for Nashville, even though they were the team that eliminated the Blackhawks, and I feel slightly less miserable about that first-round elimination in four games, knowing that Nashville is on the precipice of winning a Stanley Cup here. And that's a good team and a really good fan base. As much as they hate the Chicago Blackhawks, and that organization does everything it can to try to keep Blackhawks fans out of Bridgestone Arena, the Nashville fan base, I think, is tremendous. The fact, and a lot of people said it couldn't be done. A lot of people said Nashville was never going to be a fertile hotbed of hockey fandom. And they are proving that wrong. If you watched any of that game last night, the atmosphere is absolutely tremendous. Congratulations if you're a Nashville Predators fan out there, and I'm sure we've got a few. I actually happen to know one. A good friend of mine is a Nashville Predators fan. Go figure.
But in Eastern Iowa?
In Eastern Iowa. Don't ask me how he wound up as a Predators fan, because he's from Wisconsin. They don't have hockey. If somebody from Wisconsin's not going to root for a Minnesota team or a Chicago team.
Do they have a Badger on their team or
just
something?
Just not in their DNA. So he's a Preds fan. 366-1600. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and we'll check in on if there have been any other health scares involving tepid nacho cheese at gas stations anywhere in the country. That's what this program is good for. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM returns after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash, now $3.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Bring out your vehicle shine with Meguiar's Car Wash, now $3.99 during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah. I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Flagrant. So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
6:21, the final 40 minutes of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on KGYM. Iowa and Iowa State wind up missing out on the services of Mario Goodrich. You familiar with him? He's from your neck of the woods. Well, technically, he's from Lee's Summit.
Okay, so he's from Kansas City.
Is the Kansas City area of Missouri, not necessarily St. Louis, but usually... pretty good football played in neck of the woods, Lee's Summit. He is the nation's number two athlete, and Iowa and Iowa State were both very interested in landing his services. 24/7 Sports reporting that Goodrich has chosen the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So we'll see him on Black Friday in the Big Ten. How about that? Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Start with Iowa baseball news. First baseman Jake Adams, the unanimous selection for Big Ten Player of the Year this season. That makes Adams just the second Hawkeye to ever earn the honor. Pitcher Brett Backlund won the award in 1992 before he was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mason McCoy, Tyler Cropley, Nick Gallagher, and Robert Nystrom all earned second team All-Big Ten honors. Nebraska's Darren Erstad was selected as the Coach of the Year. Iowa could face Erstad and the Huskers in round two of the Big Ten tournament, which begins tomorrow in Bloomington, Indiana. Iowa opens with Maryland. The winner of that game gets the winner of Nebraska and Purdue on Thursday. The Cedar Rapids Colonels got a walk-off home run from Twins prospect Jermaine Palacios last night as they beat the Clinton Lumber Kings 6-3 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The blast came almost 1 year to the day since the team's last walk-off home run. It also kept the Colonels atop the Western Division standings heading into tonight's play. The Colonels and Lumber Kings meet again at 6:35 in Game 2 of the four-game series. Left-hander Dominic Carlini IV on the mound for the Colonels. And the Cyclone Tailgate Tour made a stop in Cedar Rapids earlier tonight at the Cedar Rapids Marriott. Earlier today, Athlon Sports naming Alan Lazard and Kamari Cottonmoya both first-team All-Big Ten preseason picks.
Watch list season, now preseason magazine season. That is the time where I make several trips to Hy-Vee for lunch. You make fun of me for how much I eat lunch at our local grocery store. Most of the time, it's during this time of year, just waiting for Athlon or Lindy's or one of the other sporting news to come out with their preseason college football magazines.
Which one's the best? Which do you prefer?
Well, Phil Steele
has the most information, but I sometimes...
It's tough to read.
And I hate to say this because we've had Phil on the program before, and I think he's terrific and a tremendous source of knowledge. I get a headache trying to read because he uses a lot of abbreviations so that he can fit as much information onto the pages as possible. I get a headache trying to decipher it sometimes.
I feel like he could just use a little bit smaller font or
Yeah, no.
Use more concise sentence structure. That's possible, but he puts way too much, or I'm not going to say way too much, but he tries to squeeze as much information as possible, and he has a little bit little key that with all of the abbreviations that he uses, and it's just it's too difficult to go through and read. But I think Lindy's is pretty good. The sport I was not impressed by ESPN's last year. Not at all.
I didn't even know they do a college football preview.
Yeah,
I know
they
Lindy's
did one.
Lindy's, Athlon, and Sporting News are the three that I usually look at every year in addition to Phil Steele. Phil Steele sends us a copy of his magazine and UNASH hoards it. UNASH, I want you to know that.
Oh, so we get one here at KGYM?
The station gets a Phil Steele magazine in the mail from him every year, and it never makes its way out of UNASH's office.
I did not know that.
Well, now you do. Consider
I'll
that.
I'll go find it next this upcoming year. That what comes out around August?
A little bit 1st, earlier than that. I think it's
July.
Phil Steele's usually in July sometime, early July.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. I took a vacation last year in July, and I had it on my vacation.
Consider that a birthday present that I told you about the existence. And look, you know this. Sometimes we get things sent to us, and
we do.
It's sort of a free-for-all. You get a free book in the mail, you're gonna grab onto it.
Now, I'm having a little bit of motivation issues with one of the more recent books that we were given, and that would be The Plan. We had David Kaplan on about 2 weeks ago.
We already did the interview. You don't need to read the book if
so
you don't want to.
Do you know any other Cubs fan that would like to have the book that I can generously donate that
I
book to?
I think if we brought the book with us to Coach's Corner on Friday.
Oh.
Now, I hate to believe or think of what Sean would do it, but if we put the book out on the prize table, and because I do know there are some Cub fans who join us on a semi-weekly or semi-regular basis in Iowa City, maybe put the book on the prize table and somebody who's a Cub fan can select it if they would like.
Okay.
Otherwise, then you're putting me in the position of having to choose between a number of Cub fans that I know to give the book to. So I think that's probably the better way to go about that.
Caller numbers? No, sorry.
We won't
I'm just kidding.
Did that one time. I gave something away, and boy, was there hell to pay the next morning because contesting and the software and radio rules and FCC and all of this stuff. And I thought, man, I was just trying to do something on the air. I think it was, you know what I did? I opened a pack of really old baseball cards. And I think it was, I put it up to the text line. The first person that texted the name of somebody who would show up in the pack of cards, I was going to give $10 to. Oh, there was hell to pay for that.
So $10 of your own money.
$10 of my own money just because I wanted
That's
something to
generous.
Do. Yeah. Well,
I think I got a pack of baseball cards in our office drawer.
I'm generous.
Do that
it didn't,
no,
really, didn't really
can't do
translate
that again.
Very well to radio, but I think it was from like 1996. They had all these people guessing Albert Bell, Frank Thomas, think of you, Rafael Palmeiro, and the pack wound up just being filled with scrubs. Just absolute garbage.
And someone finally guessed, right?
I think it was like Darren Dalton or something like that. A friend. Now, where would Darren Dalton fall on the would Alex Kuhn go out of his way to meet him scale? Darren Dalton, pretty good big leaguer, was on a couple World Series winning team. I think he was with the Marlins in 97 and certainly was with the Phillies in the 90s.
I don't know if he would fall on my list of people that I would go out of my way to meet.
What was the baseball criteria? You
said,
multiple.
At least an all-star at some point.
He was a three-time all-star.
And I have to recognize the name.
You don't know who Darren Dalton is?
I vaguely recognize the name, but this is just so borderline to the point where I'm probably not going to go out and meet Darren Dalton if he rolls through Cedar Rapids.
He won a World Series with the Marlins in 1997. He was an All-Star in 92, 93, and 95 as a member of the Phillies.
So he was an All-Star when I was 1 year old.
See, there you go. God dang it. Wow, you are absolutely right. That just reminds me that coming up next year, I will have my 20th high school, 20-year high school reunion. You are making me feel very old at this point. Darren, you don't know who Darren Dalton is? Yeah, I was like one when he was an All-Star. Pretty good catcher, and if I remember correctly, has some really wacky beliefs. Like he believes in aliens or something crazy like that.
Is he anything like William Hayes from the Rams, who doesn't believe in dinosaurs but believes in mermaids?
Is it something to that extent? I am unfamiliar with that story. Do tell.
Well, this was on Hard Knocks.
Believes
this
in
last
actual
season.
Mermaids.
He believes that mermaids are real, 100%. But
like
doesn't,
he's had an encounter, or he's just stupid and doesn't realize that they're fictional?
I think the latter. But he doesn't believe in dinosaurs at all.
There are.
He said those are unbelievable. There's no way that those things walk the earth.
Believe it or not, there are some people out there who don't believe in dinosaurs.
William Hayes is one of them.
6:31, the Todd Brommelkamp Show continuing after this. We look back at who was the best James Bond. That's today's poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Get you ready for Game 4 between the Celtics and the Cavaliers coming up on 106.3 FM and 1600 AM tonight, as well as give you some Major League Baseball scores as we finish up the program tonight. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Kids with diabetes face a more challenging path than their friends. Help find a cure to make their lives easier and join the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's Cruising for a Cure June 3rd. There'll be a car show, pancake breakfast, silent auction, cakewalk, and more.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Up to 50% off hot deals with the Dell Memorial Day sale? Are you kidding me? That's huge! Dell has all the technology you need with an amazing selection, including the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors and gorgeous Samsung TVs. You can get a Google Home and Nest Bundle, booming Bose Audio, and so much more. Shop big Memorial Day deals by visiting Dell.com/Memorial Day. You can save up to 50% on select products by calling 800-BUY-DELL.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
6:34, and it is a banner day, not only in eastern Iowa, but all across this great nation, from coast to coast and sea to shining sea. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's your birthday, Alex. We have touched on this briefly, and you've heard it mentioned on sports centers, but the NFL announced today that it is rolling back restrictions on celebrations on the field.
So celebrations now will be allowed, but not within reason.
Within reason, they're still going to give officials an opportunity to penalize players if they do something like twerking, I believe, is still off limits.
So Antonio Brown is still in trouble.
It falls under the it falls under the definition of lewd or sexual innuendo. But this is amazing to me. Last year, 244 players were fined a combined $3.5 million by the NFL for various rule violations, but a lot of them including celebrations. Goodell sent out an email earlier today that basically they're trying to shed the image of the no fun league. And one of the big criticisms is let the guys have some fun out there and let the fans enjoy seeing them celebrate after a score. None of this run into the end zone, toss the ball to the official, act like you've been there before stuff that we used to see all the time. They want to try to interject a little bit more personality back into the game. Group celebrations and demonstrations allowed. Using the ball as a prop after touchdowns allowed. And going to the ground, which would include making of a snow angel were the game to be played outdoors in snow. All allowed under the new NFL guidelines on celebrations.
Yes! However, yes! Yes!
The rules still forbid prolonged acts. So I guess if you're going to do a celebration in three stages, that's no good. Miming of weapons, offensive gestures, and sexually suggestive stuff.
I just like the fact that group celebrations are going to be allowed again. And this was outlawed after Dennis Green, at the time, the coach of the Vikings, was not happy with the St. Louis Rams doing the bob and weave in 99. So he went to the NFL league office and wanted to get rid of the bob and weave. So they basically came back and said no group celebrations, the bob and weave rule. I never understood that because to me, the game of football is a team sport. And if you want to celebrate as a team, you would think that that would be more acceptable than one person celebrating for by themselves for a prolonged period of time. So to me, when I look at the revision, going back and allowing group celebrations is, I think, the best part of this.
The email, it was like a page and a half email, said, just as NFL teams use the offseason to get better, at the league, we use this time to listen to players, coaches, officials, and fans about how we can continue to improve our great game.
He is so considerate. Such a great guy.
And later on it says, we know that you love the spontaneous displays of emotion that come after a spectacular touchdown. And players have told us they want more freedom to be able to express themselves and celebrate their athletic achievements. Now it's like high school graduation day.
When did he become so corny?
I think he's always had that. Look at Roger Goodell. That guy's, he's cheese ball to the max.
Yeah. But he always puts out that, has he always been that kind of a political speaker?
Oh, I think he tries very hard to be as unassuming as possible when he's speaking out about issues. By the way, the NFL offseason is officially 50% over as of today. That's according to the league on social media. So we are halfway between the completion of the Super Bowl and the start of week one. Now with 50% more touchdown celebrations.
Is that the number they threw out there?
No, I made that up.
No, I think that that's about right. I just want to know, will they have a timer in the end zone that after the touchdown is scored, it counts down how long the celebration can go?
So no weapons, no sexual stuff, and that apparently includes twerking.
And no prolonged celebrations.
And no prolonged celebrations.
So I think that only naturally, there's already a game clock there. There's already a play clock there. It's not like you have to add one in like minor league baseball does with the pitch clock. Just start that play clock at about 45 seconds. Give the player ample opportunity to do their dance or whatever they want to do. And once it runs out, if you go past that time, then you can throw the flag.
3530 on the text line, taking the opportunity to wish you a happy birthday, Alex. I hope that your old man comes through with a great gift for you. What gifts could Kuhn's dad give Alex for his 26th birthday? 366-1600. What do you want?
Oh, fun.
What do you want for your birthday? Do you still get a gift from your parents?
I do.
Or gifts?
I do.
Plural. For the longest time, mine just give me cash. It's a card and cash, and go do whatever you want with it.
I think it's going to be a gift card of some sort. Probably one of those Visa gift cards that you can use it anywhere, which is what I got for Christmas. So I really don't want anything.
So
I don't know how I would use it.
You can use it at the auto body shop. When
that's
you're getting
true.
Your car taken care of.
That's true.
On a semi-weekly basis.
Well, yeah.
You could use
hopefully,
it for...
Hopefully not.
Chinese food.
Chinese
food. At lunch.
Some virtual cake I can use it on. How much does that cost?
Birthdays... Well, we get an email every time there's a birthday in the building, and it's basically like, hey, make sure that you pretend like you like this particular coworker.
You get one, you got the
say
Alex
it's
one.
It's Alex's okay. birthday today. Everybody make sure that you say happy birthday to him. And we share an office, and today has been nothing but a carousel of people coming in and out of the office. Happy birthday, Alex. Happy
Thank
birthday,
you.
Alex.
Thank you.
You got an email. It said to do it. I mean, I get it. But outside of that, no cake, no ice cream, nothing. I think we've got to step our game up here.
91.99 shares the same birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to 91.99.
Also, Lauren Shahadi from the MLB Network.
Fran McCaffrey.
Fran's birthday is today.
Head basketball coach, University of Iowa,
well,
has
how
a birthday
about that?
Today. Aaron Donald of the Los Angeles Rams, May the 23rd. And... somebody, 9464, thinks that my dad's going to get me a fidget spinner.
Yeah, I don't get those.
I don't either.
A signed Darren Dalton baseball. Thank you very
much. I'm pretty sure I already have one of those. But
54. You didn't know who he was.
I know.
5401 on the text line, coming through with a timely Darren Dalton reference since we were just talking about the three-time All-Star.
There was a player, I think, very similar to his caliber, that I kind of went out of my way to meet. And I got his autograph. I got it signed on a baseball. And I was so taken aback
okay.
by how much of an ass this person was
okay.
that I threw the ball away.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Former Oakland Athletic.
Pitcher or position player?
Position player. Third baseman and first baseman. This would have been in...
Third baseman and first...
Played from 78 to 92.
78 to 92. Well, that's too late for Sal Bando. Carney Lansford.
Correct.
I've had a run-in with Carney Lansford. I didn't find him to be too big of a jerk. but it was
I don't know what it was, but he was not nice.
It was at the Midwest League All-Star Game in 2006 in the Quad Cities, and he was behind me in line for food, and he was there to watch his son. I'm trying to remember which son. I think it was Jared. He had a couple kids who played minor league baseball.
Played in professional ball.
And one of them was in the Oakland Athletics organization, and that's who he was there to see. And you turn around and you recognize him right away because he had the glasses and the mustache on. What's up, Carney Lansford? I didn't say that. I probably should have.
Did you say anything? Did you have a...
There was a brief interaction.
Okay.
Brief interaction. And had I had a Carney Lansford card on me, I would have geeked out and probably tried to get him to sign it for my 1987 Topps collection.
But he probably would have told you that the card was too cheap and he wasn't going to sign it. That's what he said about my baseball.
Nice.
That's exactly what he said about my baseball.
I'm only signing Rawlings official Major League Baseball.
Well, I'm not going to...
Speaking of cards, over the weekend, you went and saw Billy Sims at his place while he was in town on Friday. And I thought, I don't think I have any Billy Sims football cards. And my parents have, in the past, brought out all of my cards from when I was a kid. I'm talking thousands upon thousands of cards. And what I've been doing is I've been going through them, and I've been taking out the things that have sentimental value to me, or because none of them are worth anything, because they're all just worthless cardboard at this point because of the era that they were made in. And I thought it would be impossible for me to find a Billy Sims card, like a needle in a haystack. So I just didn't look. And then he was in town Friday and Saturday. On Sunday, I grabbed a random box.
Oh, no.
And within 20 cards, there was I believe it was like a 1984 or 1985 Topps Billy Sims card. I even had it in a plastic sleeve because at one time, apparently, I must have thought that it was going to pay for part of my college tuition or something, but that's my Billy Sims football card story.
I meant to get him to sign a menu or something, and I just
forgot. So you just got a picture.
I got a picture.
But you didn't get anything signed by him.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah.
I used to... I don't remember the last time I physically asked somebody for their autograph.
Now I wish I had gotten something signed by him so that I could give you a cheap birthday present.
And I would have gladly taken that.
Here you go. If we talk any more about them, we're going to get in trouble, so we're not going to talk about the 1978 Heisman Trophy winner other than to say, yeah, the baloney's good. 6:47, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. NBA basketball on the way on two of our three frequencies, Major League Baseball and the Minnesota Twins on 107.5 FM. They are underway at Camden Yards in Baltimore right now. We'll give you a score update as well as check in to see how the Cedar Rapids Colonels are doing when we come back after this.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert.
Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash, now $3.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Bring out your vehicle's shine with Meguiar's Car Wash, now $3.99 during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some Straight Talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah. I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Wagrant! So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
6:51 and our final segment here on the show tonight, just checking in on the Cincinnati Reds to see if Scott Schebler remains red hot or not. So far, no home runs for the Cedar Rapids Prairie product, but the Reds do have a 2-1 lead on the Cleveland Indians. They are scoreless between the Twins and the Orioles in the third inning now at Camden Yards. That's the game we're going to join in progress on 107.5 FM. The North Gym. Cubs and Giants continuing their series tonight at Wrigley Field. Ben Zobrist starting to come out of his slump. His back is now completely healthy. And Ian Happ continuing to make a case to remain on the Major League roster. I see it being very difficult for the Cubs to send him back to AAA Iowa at this point. Cubs, Giants, getting ready to get underway as well. Royals are in New York tonight. That game is in the bottom of the third inning already. They are scoreless. And Alex's St. Louis Cardinals, on his birthday, out on the West Coast, taking on the Dodgers. 9:10 first pitch tonight. White Sox are in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. That's an 8:40 start time.
I don't care if it's my birthday. I'm not staying up to watch that game. I have Lunchbox Heroes in the morning.
You've got Lunchbox Heroes, do you?
I do.
Well, you go, because even though Kyle has been named, he still has not started full-time work yet, so you are still wearing two hats.
That's correct, and maybe I'll show him a couple of things tomorrow to get him on the right track, but as of now, the next couple of weeks, I'm still wearing two hats. I'm excited to pass a couple off to him, though. Gradually.
Oh, a number of things are getting passed off to Kyle. We've got big plans for the producer and what he's going to do as part of this program, and something is going to be removed from my plate, and I'm very happy about it. As a matter of fact, it was my idea, and I'm just going to leave it at that. 319-366-1600 is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You have been extremely active and extremely entertaining today on the text line. Thank you very much for participating in this program along with us here on a Tuesday. Coming up on tomorrow's program, Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago will join us. We'll talk baseball, basketball, football, and more with him. The Bears have their 90-man roster out, getting ready for the start of camp coming up in a couple months, and lots to talk about with Chris. We'll maybe even get his opinion on the new celebration relaxation of the NFL celebration policy, which was announced today by Roger Goodell. And also maybe possibly sort of could kind of get a Big Ten person on to talk about the Big Ten baseball tournament. They don't exactly seem like they're bending over backwards to help us in that respect.
It's funny, yesterday someone asked why we don't have Iowa people. Someone asked me all the time, why don't you have more Big Ten Network guests on? That one is another one I just didn't want to field.
It's not that we don't try, and I want to be very clear. We try really hard here to get guests on that I think would be compelling and informative and entertaining and that would be relevant. And it just, it gets frustrating. I'm being completely honest. I would bang my head against the wall every single day if I could, just in sheer frustration over how hard we have to work to do a show. And then if you are in a larger city where you've got more ears and you're more beneficial to that outlet, they get people at the drop of a hat. Just absolutely upsets me to no end, but I get it. I understand. I know how the game is played, and we're just not playing it very well, or well enough, apparently. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Iowa baseball got some big news today. Jake Adams named the unanimous Player of the Year in the Big Ten. His 24 home runs set a new single-season record at Iowa, and he's only the second Hawkeye ever to be named Big Ten Player of the Year, joining right-handed pitcher Brett Backlund, who won the honor in 1992. Four members of the Iowa baseball team today named to the second team All-Big Ten squad: Mason McCoy, Tyler Cropley, Nick Gallagher, and Robert Neustrom. Nebraska's Darren Erstad, the coach of the year. Iowa could face the Huskers in round two on Thursday. Nebraska opens with Purdue, and they get the winner of Iowa-Maryland tomorrow night at 7:30. The Cedar Rapids Colonels got a walk-off home run from Jermaine Palacios last night as they beat the Clinton Lumber Kings at Veterans Memorial Stadium by a score of 6-3. Same two teams are at it again tonight in game two of that series. They are underway at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Clinton on top 1-0 after a first-inning home run by Raider Ascanio. And two members of the Iowa State football program, Alan Lazard and Kamari Katanmoya, both named first-team preseason All-Big 12 picks today by Athlon Magazine. Alex, happy birthday to
you. Thanks again, and thanks for everyone on the text line wishing me a happy birthday. It was
NBA
a great day.
NBA basketball on the way for you tonight on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. We now join the Twins and Orioles in progress on 107.5.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a...